First, why were you sent to me? How are you involved with this project?
McDonough County Historic Preservation Society manages the Bailey House property. And several years ago, we decided that we were thinking about doing handicapped accessible, and in the process recognized that if we got involved in that project, we might somehow destroy the historic significance of the house because we would have to make some significant changes. So we started looking at whether the house might be able to meet criteria to put it on the National Registry of Historic Places, which exempts you from certain aspects of the laws dealing with handicapped accessibility. So I'm on the board. I was president of the board for a while. Randy Powell's president right now. My son's the vice president, and I was designated to write the application for the state and the National Registry.
I take it there's more to this than wanting to be exempt from certain requirements. I mean, why do you think the Bailey House deserves to be on the National Register?
The house was and is probably the best example of late Victorian Queen Anne-style architecture in Macomb. There are at least three other houses that were built in the same style, but Bailey House has been restored to a beautiful home that looks like it could easily have fit into an 1890s scenario. That's the main reason we're trying to preserve that home and keep it in as pristine a condition as we possibly can.
Do you believe this will help Macomb's effort to get national historic recognition for the downtown district to have another historic place right in or near the district?
I definitely think that having the Bailey House on along with the courthouse and a couple other places will add to the application that the Macomb Preservation District is attempting to file right now. So I'm optimistic this was a good move for us.
Yeah. Well, why do you think that's good? How do you think that'll help?
Well, the fact that the state and the National Park Service recognize that there are a number of historic buildings in the district just adds more credence to the fact that this is a historic district, that there are many, many beautiful buildings on that square that you'd have to go after individually. And if they recognize that we've already got several buildings that have the designation, it's a lot easier just to call it a district rather than go at it one at a time.
What makes the Bailey House historic?
There are two things that we looked at. Criteria are architectural significance, and the other is historic figure. And we went both routes. We looked at the historic significance of the Bailey family being one of the early leaders in the community, the first president and owner, founder of Union Bank, and his family's significance. The state and the decided was secondary to the architectural style. The fact that the house was so beautifully restored in the 1986 to the original style really makes it just stand out as an outstanding example of that East Lake Queen Victorian style architecture.
Do you know the current color? Is that original too? Do we know?
That I don't know. Kent Slater may have a feel for that. He was in the original board that started restoring that place. I'm not sure if we ever knew what the original colors were, but we do have excellent photographs from the Bailey family from the late 1890s, and we used those photographs when they were working with the building trades class to restore the house so that it looks as close to the way it was built in 1890 as any house in town.
The bypass around the square kind of goes off the other direction. The Bailey House is a half block from City Hall. Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be kind of easy to miss. Why do you think someone should make a point of turning down Campbell Street right there and taking a look at this?
Well, it is a house that doesn't quite fit into the neighborhood anymore. At one time, the house actually did set right on Jackson Street, fronted on Jackson Street, and it was lifted and turned to face on Campbell now. But it is, if you were to turn left instead of right, that there's no way you could drive by the house because it is something that just stands out. Three-story house, the beautiful gingerbread trim, the porches, the way it's been maintained, the yard. I said the board does a fantastic job in keeping the house looking really nice.
What do you like most about the house?
I really appreciate the work that went into the renovation restoration. I've worked in construction off and on, supporting myself while I was in college, so I have an appreciation for the construction side of things. But the fact that they were able to bring the house into a modern mechanical phase with the modern plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and still keep the house looking like it was 1890 is remarkable. And I think Lloyd Miller and the group of students and contractors that contributed their time should be applauded for that work.
What's next now? Will a sign go up in front, or what are the plans from here?
We will be getting a plaque designation, which we will put on the building. We are hopeful that as the time goes by and the economy improves, that some of the grant money that comes with being a historically designated site will allow us to continue to maintain the building in a beautiful order that it's in. We are at the present time also pursuing the idea of making the house more accessible to handicapped using the modified guidelines that fit to historic buildings. So,
how much does it cost to maintain that building every year?
I don't have an exact figure, but it's because it is an older building, the cost for electricity and heating is substantial every month. We are fortunate in that we have a major renter on the second floor, and that keeps a steady income. Most months we're close to taking in enough money to meet the bills. There are some months where we're not. We are also fortunate in that we received a nice gift several years ago from the Mabin Estate, which allows us to have a little bit of a cushion. But we're always out there trying to raise money because we recently had to replace an air conditioning unit. That gets expensive and draws down funds very quickly.
Who's the renter?
The renter is the Ag Resources. I can't think of the exact name of the company, but
an office. Is it an office?
Yes, it's Watson's operation from several years ago, and does state grants, and they've been in the building now for a significant number of years, and we hope to have them there for a few more.
So you don't have there's no family living there, but it still gets regular use, the building.
Building is used regularly by people who want to come in and use the first floor. They pay by the head. It's very reasonable, a couple dollars for each person that comes in. We do have a full-time caretaker who lives in the third floor apartment, but the building's always open to the public for use. They just need to contact the caretaker and make arrangements. We also have three more offices that we do rent out on occasion, usually short-term clients, but we are always interested in anybody that wants to look at renting space in the home. So,
anything else you want people to know about the Old Bailey House?
It's a grand, beautiful old lady of a house here in town. If you are in McDonough County, particularly in Macomb, and have never been by the home, stop in. The house is open during the day, self-guided tour. You can wander around, take a look at the place. I think it's well worth the time because you get a chance to see what a home looked like in 1890.